This is Congressman Bob Dole with my weekly radio report from Washington. First of all, I wish to thank this station, as in the past, for carrying my weekly program as a public service broadcast. Secondly, I thought I might discuss again today the possibilities, the pros and cons of sale of wheat to Russia or any other communist country. Actually, it's amazing the discussion we've had on Capitol Hill the past 2 weeks about the sale of Russia, wheat to Russia or to any other communist country. There are people in favor of it, people opposed to it, and the pendulum sort of swings back and forth. Now, certainly coming from the largest wheat-producing district in this country, I recognize the importance of a sale of wheat and the export of wheat to the Kansas farmer and to the American farmer. I also recognize the importance of very serious policy questions. And of course, these matters are now being discussed, I think, on first blush. Many people said, sell if we can get the money. And this still prevails. I think many people, and the majority of people, would say today, if the Russians have the cash, we will sell the wheat. But I think we should consider some of the policy questions that are involved. It's a very serious decision that the president must make, and it is his decision, because Secretary Freeman and Secretary Hodges, when they were before our committee about 10 days ago, also present were the members of the Foreign Affairs Committee of both parties. There were about 60 members of Congress present. Both Secretary Freeman and Secretary Hodges, the Commerce Secretary, told us that congressional action was not necessary. There was nothing in the law now to prevent the sale of wheat to Russia. And in fact, terms could be given up to 18 months without any new legislation and without any violation of the so-called Johnson Act or any other legislation now pending. And this was true even though in 1961, the so-called Latta Amendment, which was introduced by Congressman Delbert Latta of Ohio, and which stated that it was against congressional policy to sell anything which was subsidized to Russia because they were considered an unfriendly and a communist country. This is so-called a sense amendment by Congress. It doesn't bind the president and can, of course, be overcome by the president by simply finding that it shouldn't apply. Now, based on some very serious considerations, 10 of us from wheat-producing districts on October 1 sent a telegram to President Kennedy asking for clarification in these policy areas. We recognize the great interest. We know the significance of this transaction. And we also felt that we should think beyond the immediate sale. If this is a one-shot transaction for 200 million bushel or 100 million bushel of wheat, there'd be a lot of water over the dam in another 10 years with reference to 100 million bushel of wheat. We felt we should find out how much Russia wants, what the terms will be. Will it be for credit, for cash, and what price will they pay? We should also find out whether or not it will be subsidized, because as many of you listening know, the world price is about 50 or 60 cents less than the U.S. price. So on every bushel of wheat that's exported from our country to some other country, whether it's Russia, England, France, or whatever country it may be, we pay an export subsidy of between 50 and 60 cents. This is paid by the Treasury. And the question is whether we are not indirectly subsidizing communism. Another bigger question is, if we say now that we're willing to sell to Russia, a country which has said time after time, or the leaders have said time after time, we will bury you, then why should we not sell to North Korea, Red China, North Vietnam, and even Cuba? If we're going to start dealing with the communists, let's make some policy decision now as to how far we intend to go. And we think this is only a fair question to ask the administration, because they are responsible for foreign policy. We also want to know how much wheat the free world countries now want. We've been told in executive session by the Secretary of Commerce and Secretary of Agriculture that Russia has canceled certain commitments to not only satellite countries, other communist countries, but also to free world countries. How much wheat would these free world countries want? Have we contacted these free world countries? Because I believe if there's a choice of selling wheat to the free world country or the communist country, at least in my opinion, the choice would be very easy. We would naturally sell to the free world country. We've raised some legal questions. We've asked clarification with reference to certain legal acts that I won't go into. But certainly as representatives from wheat-producing areas, we feel the questions should be answered. We should be given the facts before we're asked to make an objective decision and make a public statement. I think the wheat producers are entitled to the same information. And when they give us these facts, when these facts are made available to me and the wheat producers in my districts, I'm certain we'll have a proper decision. I might point out that just last week, both the American Legion on a national level and the VFW on a national level, on a strictly moral approach, said we should not sell one bushel of wheat to Russia or any other communist country. I would certainly appreciate your comments on this very vital matter. This is Congressman Bob Dole thanking you for listening.